Cautiously Watching for Violence, August 2020, the month of no murders of trans people. His voice at the end of the line, middle of the night, bored and languorous, described what he would do to me, knowing where I lived. "I'm going to come where you live and rape you and kill you," as if he was reading from a script. The telephone, 1981, a plastic-shelled landline, waking me. The bed against the wall, between windows overlooking the street in my hometown, the town where I lived the first 20 years of my life, so known, me to it and it to me. I was tired of the threats, men calling to tell me these things, men speaking about me in loud voices from the bar while I bought a six-pack of beer, saying who I was and what. Men intentionally banging into me, their bodies like bars surrounding me, hands in my hair, breath in my face. Years and years by telephone, on streets, when I was lean and rangy in torn jeans and sheer shirts, biker boots, and even once by an old Russian woman in Brooklyn, and later by a car full of men following. Even then, I shouted them down, shouted them off, walking in the daylight somewhere in New York City, always the angry mouth that talked back. A psychic once said that I have the unique aura of women who in their lifetimes migrate from male to female. I knew this was true, having known myself a boy and then riding that knowing into puberty, confused in skirts and fishnets and desert boots, crushes on girls with cheekbones like knives, who pushed into my lavatory stall, who let me wear her leather jacket, who was pregnant and married at 17, whose hair I stroked by flashlight, who embarrassed my dreams with longing. The pressure for dance dates, the gay boy smelling of beer, the one who never called, the one who was refused, the son of a butcher, the cousin of a friend, the friend of my brother. I lost my virginity when I was 19 in college to a man 12 years my senior I thought I'd marry, who wore women's perfume, did manual labor, owned a dress shop with his mother, and dumped me for a younger woman pregnant with his child. Years and years, women and men, the flush of yin and yang in me. Big hair, red lips, short skirts, colored tights and shoes and boots and leather jackets in many colors, the wide-legged stride said, "Don't fuck with me," an irresistible invitation to do just that. Even at 60, walking my foofy dog across the street in the suburbs, a spring day, from the car window he says, "Get out of the way, you ugly old dyke." Dyke, cunt, bitch, even once, faggot. Listen, there's a way that I'm as queer and trans as you can be despite my femininity, hair to my waist, eyeliner, and inside, the man I've always known myself to be. It's a kind of drag, the girl over the boy within the girl. Tight jeans, big belt, even under my elderly paunch, still that fire that says, "Let me scorch you, scorch me with desire."